Warning, there will be unbleeped swear words in this episode because I don't want to go through and have to bleep them.
Yes, your wife has the mouth of a sailor.
What? We talk all about it later.
It's the Craig and China show. It's the Craig and
China show. It's the Craig and China show.
What do you know?
What do you say? Oh, we're done? Hello, how are you?
Hello. My name is China, and I'm here to watch a movie.
You didn't answer my question.
Good night.
You answered two questions that I didn't ask. But thank you. We are watching 25 Christmas movies that we've never seen. Well, some of them are, I mean, I've seen some of them. But they're supposedly the best ones according to some lists on the internet. And we're going to watch them.
Yep. Nice and succinct.
And we're kind of modifying our list as we go along.
Yes, we are a little bit.
So I've, like several episodes, I've put a list of what we're going to watch. We might not end up watching those.
I mean, we'll watch a lot of them.
Yes, that's true.
We're not going to end up watching.
No, we might not end up watching any of them. That's it. All new. New list.
Well, except Miracle on 34th Street. We're going to watch that next. Oh, yeah.
We're going to watch that next. And we're also not going to scrap this whole list. That was a lie. Also, answer the question that I brought up in the last episode, The king and queen of Greece in 1954 are, in fact, no longer with us.
Yes. The king died in
1964 and the queen died 1981.
Yes. Which I pointed out that Craig was born in October of 1980. So technically he had about a 4-month span of time where he could have gotten in contact with the queen before she died and asked her the question that was on everyone's mind. Did they know? Were they aware that Bing Crosby was missing?
When they saw the final shot of White Christmas.
And also, did they know that they didn't actually film it? You had 4 months. But you were just wasting your time being a baby about it.
I was. I cried a lot. I peed a lot. I pooped a lot. But probably no more than anyone else. Let's be honest. I will always... That's funny that I start singing that because we are not right now, but maybe later, going to watch The Preacher's Wife, which is stars Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah. That's right. What are we going to watch now?
Although I'm a little uncertain if we are going to end up watching that one because we didn't really like The Bishop's Wife.
Yeah, but maybe it'll be better.
Maybe it will. But I want to watch. Tell me how you feel about this. I put my phone in my pocket. I put the list away. This is how confident I am that you are going to say yes. Even though I'm not that confident that you're going to say yes.
Okay. I probably will say yes because I don't remember the other movies on the list. So I'll just be like, yeah, whatever. Okay, go for it.
I want to watch Anna and the Apocalypse. The zombie one. Zombie musical Christmas movie.
I know, and I bet it's going to be great.
Maybe not.
I bet it will, and I bet I'll like it. But like my first instinct is that doesn't sound like something I'll like. As we all know, it's not like I'm not trying to like crap all over movies of different genres. Mm-hmm. They can still be good. They could just not be for me, like personally. But as we know, I like comforting familiar things. I like to rewatch things, and this is a big departure from what I would normally watch.
Mm-hmm.
And so my brain is just like, here's, we will watch it, and we're gonna watch it right now.
You know what I like? I like comedy, and this sounds like, well, yes, blood, gore, violence, but comedy.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see. Let's watch it.
Do you want to try?
Let's get it over with.
The next cut may be, we tried, we're watching something else.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or it may be, hey, that was great. I'm really surprised by how much I liked it. Or it may be me just like making everybody hate me again, talking shit about a movie that is beloved.
Now I have to bleep out your swear word you just said.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Gotta put a dollar in the swear jar. We don't have a swear jar.
No.
It would just be me putting money into it.
I don't know that I don't necessarily have to bleep it out, but I feel like I've been pretty consistent about bleeping out swear words for a long time, so.
Aren't you just perpetuating the idea that, like, swear words are bad words? When really, they're just words that are inappropriate in certain situations and contexts and are perfectly appropriate in other situations.
Yeah, I personally do not mind swear words, and swearing in front of our kid is fine.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it's just an expectation that I have set up.
Yeah.
People
can change.
That's true. Should I? Maybe I'll just leave it this time.
I'm pretty sure you've...
I may have left it before.
I think you've
maybe
left
like once.
Swear words before.
Maybe like once ever.
Maybe not on your main channel, but... Yeah, hey.
Well, in early videos, main channel, yes, I have.
Yeah, okay. Well, you live your life. You be your own person. You follow your truth.
Okay, this is it. I've set it up now. This is the no longer bleeping swear words on the Wheezy News channel until I forget that I said that.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You'll forget you said it, and you'll go back to bleeping.
Mm-hmm.
A friend yesterday texted me a picture of her and her husband have a chart, and they're tallying each time each parent swears in front of their baby. And it was just funny because I was picturing what our chart would look like how often each one of us swears in front of our kid, and your side would have like no tallies on it, and mine would have all of the tallies on it. I don't swear in front of her a lot or constantly.
No.
But I do not feel any sort of guilt about swearing in front of her.
When
it feels appropriate.
I don't in general in front of most people.
Yeah, you just don't use those words.
And it's not because often. I think that there's anything wrong with them. I think I don't know if other people think that. So I'm like, meh, I don't want to say it.
Well, when I was 4, I was like running around the house, swearing up a storm, just thinking it was really fun. And my mom sat me down, gave me a talking to about it. And she was like, it's fine to swear, but like, don't say those words in front of other people because it might not be fine with them.
Mm-hmm.
But she told me it was okay to swear, so I can do it. My mom says it's okay.
Yeah, but she sounds like it's the same philosophy I have.
My mom told me I can swear, okay? So you can't tell
me I can't. But not in front of other people because you don't know if it's okay with them.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm a better judge of...
Well, I don't know. There have been some situations.
There probably have been some situations.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's the only reason I do it now is just expectation, because I know there are some people, probably people watching right now, who are disappointed that they're swear words.
I just...
And,
I don't know. I feel like the world is... changing,
mm-hmm.
and it just is like in my mind saying any of the basic swear words.
Mm-hmm.
There are some words that I don't use that I feel are really inappropriate because they're really hurtful or like cruel to a group of people or something like that. But just any of the basic swear words. They're just words. It's just language.
I know.
And
I agree. It's just about the expectation that I had set up.
Yeah.
And I think I could, what I probably will do is what they do on like This American Life or NPR or something and be like.
If you prefer a bleeped version.
No, I won't say that. I'm just going to say we are going to swear in this. There's going to be some language.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Not, I don't want to have to also make a bleep.
Well, that's what, when you said that's what they do on This American Life. That's what they do. There are swears in this episode. If you prefer a bleeped version,
visit
our website. Yeah.
Mm. Well, then I was thinking of other ones then, like other podcasts where they're just like, it's going to have strong language. And they don't say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anywho. Yeah. Swear words. Anna and the Apocalypse. We're going to love it.
Yes.
We're not going to love it.
We're going to feel neutral about it. Those are the three options.
Yep. Cut.
Bye. Yep.
We did it. We watched it.
Wait.
Oh! How do you feel?
I mean, it doesn't leave you with the best feelings. It's not like a jolly, cheerful Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It was definitely like borderline too horror-y for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't really like it at all.
Yeah. It was.
I thought the songs were long and boring and pointless. And
I liked a couple of the songs.
They were just I'm feeling things, and it had really nothing to do with what was happening. And I didn't like it. Every time a song started, I'm like, oh God, this is going to be another 5 minutes of nothing.
It did kind of feel like it was like someone was like, okay, what if we did a zombie movie, but it was a musical. And then they were just like, okay, let's just do basically kind of the same zombie movie always. And then we'll like write some songs.
Yeah.
And then they'll just like sing them in it.
Yeah. There was a lot that wasn't really thought out. And a lot of, I could go on, but I don't want to be too negative. I will just say that I did not like this movie.
I enjoyed it a little bit. Sometimes, and sometimes when it was like very horror-y and gory and zombie-y, I liked it less.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that my favorite couple both got zombied.
Yeah, spoiler, her favorite couple got zombied. Yeah.
So,
I mean, the horror aspects, the gore, the violence, all that didn't bother me. It's not about that for me. I just thought the whole thing could have been done better.
Yeah.
Oh,
jeez.
And but other than that, Merry Christmas.
Did you expect that you wouldn't like it, or did you like it more or less than you expected to? Well, I mean, I guess you didn't like it, but did you expect to not like it, or did you?
I think I had medium hopes.
Yeah.
And it was below medium for me.
I think I had low hopes, and it was I liked it more than I thought that I would, but I still didn't like it that much. So I just expected to not like any aspect of it.
If I would have had as low hopes as you, we wouldn't have watched it, probably.
Well, that's true. Yes, you were the reason. I wanted to kick this one off the list just because, like, zombie plus Christmas movie isn't really what I'm looking to get out of a Christmas movie watching experience.
I think it could be done very well. It could be.
Yeah, well.
But
in a few years, we'll watch the next
attempt. In a few years, I will make one.
Please don't.
You don't want me to make a zombie Christmas movie?
I don't think you want you to make a zombie musical Christmas movie.
One of my favorite movies is Shaun of the Dead, and that's a zombie comedy movie.
One of your least favorite things is musicals.
I don't hate musicals that much.
You don't like musicals. I don't seek them out.
I don't necessarily seek them out. I like some musicals.
What musicals do you like?
I liked Schmigadoon.
Okay.
I liked the episode of Buffy Once More with Feeling, which it felt like it was what they were trying to do with this.
Yeah.
But the songs in that actually had characters who were expressing certain things about themselves.
Yeah, like it progressed the plot line.
And it progressed the plot. Yeah.
It was so good. Yeah.
And now, they were shorter.
We should just watch that Buffy episode.
Yeah.
Instead of all the rest of the movies, we'll watch that Buffy episode, and then we'll watch it again and again and again.
All right.
And then it'll be Christmas.
That sounds good.
And we'll feel very cheerful.
Yeah. I like West Side Story. I like...
I've never actually seen West Side Story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of musicals I like.
Have I ever made you watch Hair?
Your Hair, or
have you ever watched My Hair?
I watch your hair all the time because I'm always looking at you because you're beautiful. Did you hear my adorable compliment?
I did, but what's really important here is, have I made you watch Hair?
I don't think so. I don't think, gosh, and I don't think I've seen it. I've seen, or
no, you haven't seen,
or
it.
Hairspray.
Well, that's a completely just
so, yeah. So I think true. I've seen parts of Hairspray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So forget that.
Yeah.
Entirely, and then we have to watch Hair. I cannot believe we've been together for almost 11 years.
Yeah.
And you've made it this long without me making you watch Hair.
Yeah.
I have made you watch Jesus Christ Superstar, though.
Yes, you have.
Which is the best rock opera of all time.
It's pretty
the
good.
The best rock opera of all good. Time. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't think it's not about musicals for me. And I could do a musical. I think I could do a musical. I could make a musical. I don't think I want to make a zombie Christmas musical. It also feels like this movie was trying to do too many things. Mm-hmm. I think a zombie Christmas movie, maybe, or a musical Christmas movie. There's plenty of those. But I think I could make a zombie Christmas movie. I could do it.
Yeah. Well, don't.
Okay, I won't.
Just don't.
Okay. Anywho,
and also like the, I think they used the fact that it was a musical to justify the characters doing dumb things because like they were just really slow to react and slow to like take action because they were all like standing around like singing songs and stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, watching other people sing songs and, or, like...
Now that I think about it, they didn't really take any action other than, let's try to...
They just hit a bunch of zombies in the head with stuff.
They're just like, let's try to go in this direction for a while. Let's try to get to the school, I guess, was
all
their goal.
All they did was they made it to, like, our first main characters made it to the bowling alley where they worked.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people showed up. And then they went to the school, and then they got in a car and left whoever was remaining.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Is they went to the bowling alley and then a school.
They did do one, like, clever plan where they had the pool, the inflatable pool over them.
I mean, that was kind of a cool plan.
I mean, it was a plan.
It was a plan. They did... decide to do something and then they did it.
Yeah.
That had a really funny moment too where the old lady zombie sits on the girl under the pool.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, look, there were some good moments in the movie. Were. I'm not saying the whole thing was terrible.
Yeah.
But I just overall didn't like it.
Yeah. I overall felt low to medium about it.
Yeah.
There were moments that I thought were very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And there were also lots of moments that I was wondering how much longer the movie was going to last.
I was just really not looking forward to songs happening.
Yeah, there was like a little... And I love musicals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there was a little bit of like dread when you heard
well,
the
I,
beat.
Well, just because I knew what kind of song it was going to be. It was going to be nonsense for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho... I think we're done here.
Well, that was fun.
If you liked this movie, I'm sorry that I disagree with you.
If you disagree with either of us ever about any of these movies, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because we're all different people and we all have different thoughts and opinions and interests.
Mm-hmm.
Our opinions are not the most important ones, even though...
They're the most important to me.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess... My opinion is the most important to me.
Yeah.
But it's not the most important to the world.
Probably not.
To society.
Yeah, but I mean... I wanted to say something. It was entirely joking and I don't believe it, but I'm worried people will think I believe it. So I'm not going to say it. Okay.
All right.
Miracle on 34th Street next. A nice wholesome.
We need, real palate cleanser from this. So.
Okay.
Definitely looking forward to it.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Wait, I gotta sing a song. Oh, I need a Hollywood ending. Oh, I wish I could have a Hollywood ending. My feelings are so strong about it. Oh, I feel so strong. Bye.